Mine just died.
I'm just giving you a tip of the night.
Mine just died.
So we have but one item here, and that's the bond and the resolution authorizing the sale and issuance of the $13,255,000. Mike?
Mr. Chairman, I'm pleased to report the results of the sale that we conducted on your behalf today. You have your folders in front of you. The sale day report is the document I'll refer to for the $13,255,000 Series A, 2017A issue. In that document, we have a summary page followed by the actual bid tabulation. In the bid tabulation, you'll notice we had 9 bids that we received on these bonds, very strong bidding that occurred. The key number is the true interest rate figure that's indicated in the bid tab on the far right. It's a 1.7974%. 1.7974%.
Under
2%. For 10-year money, under 2%, that's wonderful. You know, we had, I think, only one other time in your history had anything slightly lower than this last year. But this is absolutely fabulous in terms of the result. For your reference, we were expecting about a 2.2. We had our estimate. I mean, we knew that we could probably beat that, but we were projecting about a 2.20. The range of bids was 1.79 to 2.02, and it was very tight bidding with a significant bid premium bid here that will allow you to deposit about $1 million into your debt service fund that will be applied to debt payments. And the county will have an additional $145,000 of additional funds to pay for projects because of a reduced discount that was, in other words, the underwriter didn't take a full discount on the deal. I want to point out if we turn to the second pullout sheet, that would be page 6 of this presentation. Principal and interest, that's the actual amount that's going to be paid on these issues is reflected here in the numbers that are highlighted in yellow. If you'll take a look at the totals, you'll see that the principal and interest indicated for the 2017A issue was going to be, the total interest cost was going to be $2,412,000. We're only going to be paying $1,640,000. We also have that discount that is applied. The difference between the total net amount of the payments and what you're going to pay is about $233,000. Similarly, on the bonds, we had a discount there. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but since we have these on the same page, I want to point out that the total difference in differential in your principal and interest payments between both the notes and the bonds is going to be the 233 and the 243 are a total of $470,000 less than what you were originally estimated in our pre-sale report. So this, in addition to the other good things about this deal, these deals, this is very positive. Now, one other thing, and I'm happy to get into a lot more detail here, but again, all this debt, we covered this, Don covered this at your original meeting, as was noted originally, all of this falls within the parameters set, the finance committee set for impact in terms of the utilization of your debt, in terms of your tax rate, so on and so forth. Reduction in cost will shave a penny off of about 6 of the payments. Every penny counts on your tax rate. I want you to know that that's the case.
Penny saved is a penny earned.
Yes, sir. So,
you can coin that.
Right? You just made that up.
Yeah.
Yours was original.
The other thing, though, that is very important to know here is the, and I know that you covered this at the last meeting, but I'll just revision. The county did again appear before the both rating agencies, the Fitch Investors Service and Standard & Poor's, made a full-blown presentation. And the results of that, the credit reports are indicated on pages 9 through 20 here of the report, both Fitch's first and then Standard & Poor's. But I think what you will benefit by, especially the Finance Committee, the members of the Finance Committee at your convenience, I would really encourage you to read through your credit report, because they really focus on what they think a lot of real strength. The economic development considerations, the good stewardship that the county board has demonstrated by maintaining a very healthy fund balance over the years and building in that fund balance, the strong management of the county has been noted, especially in the Standard & Poor's report. And I can tell you, and maybe I'm repeating things that the chairman and the finance staff have already shared with you, but let me tell you that it's very rare when you go to a rating agency and they give you any kind of a tip as to what they think is likely or very much a potential for you going forward in the future, because they don't want to be held in. But in the case of Fitch, I think that the folks that were there will bear this out. They did indicate to us that given the parameters that they're using and the glide path that you're on, and particularly if there is improvement in personal incomes in the county, that there's a very reasonable chance to speculate that the county will advance to the AAA level. Now, that's a big thing for a rating analyst to tell you that in a meeting. And I'm not crazy, am I, folks? He said that, right?
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe he said that too.
Exactly. Well, they might have said that, but I don't know about the first part. So.
Go ahead. I got just a small question.
Go ahead.
And the rating outlook stable, what are the other factors? What are the other?
Positive or negative.
So there's, it's positive, negative, stable?
Yes. Yes.
Positive, negative, stable.
Yeah, stable or positive.
What's positive. No difference, really?
Well, I mean, if you're, they will, keep in mind here what just happened. You just got bumped up to the A plus level.
Right.
A double A plus level.
Great.
And it's almost never that they give you an upgrade or a positive outlook after having had that just happen at your last bond issue. That was commented upon by the analysts in the rating. And had you not had the recent upgrade to double A plus, the chances with the demographic information and the financials that you had, the chances of you getting a positive rating were probably pretty good with this particular issue. But I can tell you one of the things that is on their radar very, very squarely is the whole question of Foxconn and the question of how that's going to shake out here in the county. Very positive feelings on the part of both Fitch and Standard & Poor's about the impact of that should it come to the county. And even if it doesn't come here and were to go to Racine, there's still a perception of significant benefit that this county will receive. But nevertheless, that was a factor. There were things that we were able to indicate to them in confidence that they didn't put in the report here. But they have indicated that they're going to keep their eye on this, and to the extent that the thing comes to fruition in terms of the commitment, that will have a positive impact on their thinking on the rating further. Is that what you got out of that data?
That's exactly what was said in the ratings by the analysts. So I think if we weren't just coming off an upgrade, we would probably have gotten a positive. I mean, if we had gotten our upgrade 2 or 4 years earlier, we probably would have strong consideration for going stable to positive. That's an answering your question there, Greg.
No, thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah. Two things came up at the Finance Committee meeting. One was that Chairman Rose brought up moving our reserve policy from 17% to 25% in the policy rather than just assuming we'll be above that, and that being maybe a positive factor for them. And the second thing is there was a question raised as to how high we were as far as our debt to what we could be. Could you touch on those two things before we wrap this up?
Well, the chairman is right. I mean, if you were in a position to be comfortable going to establishing that as part of your policy, 25% factor in fund balance, I think that would inure to the benefit of the consideration of the AAA upgrade. Now, there are very few things that you can actually directly control when it comes to the various metrics.
I'm well aware of that. That's why I'm looking for something that we can control. Yeah,
so that would be a healthy thing to consider. The second question, with regard to debt capacity utilization, you have set a standard for yourself that you aren't going to utilize more than a factor of 0.80% of your equalized value once you adjust for the debt that's being paid for by the city and the other contributing Brookside debt. What we have been able to project utilizing the plan of the county going forward for the future borrowings that are scheduled out through, I believe, 2027, using a very conservative rate of growth assumption in your tax base, we project that you will always be able to stay under that 0.80 factor that you've set as a bar for yourself. And that's a good thing. I mean, I think that still gives you some flexibility in relationship to meeting your obligations, because you're not borrowing. These are still things that are on your list. And you've got in the plan, in the documents that we've got here, we kind of lay all this out, and we have the debt scheduled here for future borrowing. But let's see.
Around, I think, the conservative equalized value.
Yeah. In our on page eight of the spread of the document, there's a column here called adjusted debt burden. There, it's about not a little left of center of the page. You see that column says adjusted debt burden.
Uh-huh. Yep.
0.080 max. That's the one I was just talking about. So if you look at that column, you'll see that based upon the current plan of the county, we expect to stay under that. We would get to about a 0.78% level. But keep in mind, we're only using that 0.5% appreciation in growth here. So reality is, if things continue to go as they have in the past couple of years, you're going to be well under that, even the numbers we're projecting. So yes, it's quite conservative.
One of the issues that came up at our last meeting was, what was the statutory standard for our debt capacity?
You can go all the way to a 5% of your equalized value.
So that, if you look at page 8, is that the column unused?
Yes.
Statutory?
Yes.
Debt capacity. So in 2016, we're talking about almost $574 million plus?
Correct.
And we are at?
You're at about $120 million.
121.
So, well, at the end of 17, you'll be at 126.8.
Oh, okay, there it is. Yeah. So that was an answer, Greg, to the question you had raised.
Thank you. Yeah. That answers that. Thank you.
It's in the far left, Greg.
I see it.
In the salmon colored column.
I got it.
And it would be 2017.
Okay. Thank you. That was a question I had.
Yeah.
Answers.
And those numbers come even more into line because we haven't plugged in the most recent.
Right.
Equalized value number, which is 14.7.
Yeah, that is very concerning. I agree.
All right, anything else?
I'll make a motion to approve that.
All right. Discussion?
Does this affect the municipalities as far as the county being in the shape we are? How does this affect the municipalities? Do we have overall picture better for them?
Oh, yes, that's a good question.
Because Gateway, we're doing all right, and our borrowing and our interest rates are down, so.
Whenever you have a higher level of government, financial position, in other words, in this case, the umbrella being the county, within which you have the subordinate jurisdictions. Whenever that unit of government is financially healthy and strong, that carries a lot of weight in relationship to the overall economic backdrop for all of the subordinate communities that are in the county. One of the things that is a part of every jurisdiction's credit evaluation is the question of the burden, the amount of the debt by overlapping taxing jurisdictions. And because this county has been judicious in the use of its borrowing and hasn't overburdened the taxpayers with debt, that helps all the subordinate jurisdictions within the county.
Yeah, Mike, can you just speak to, I mean, you can generalize this. Let's say if, I mean, I just want to wrap my head around it too. Let's say we were an A or a double A. I'm assuming these numbers would be higher interest rate wise.
Yes.
And so, I mean, really, are we talking like 0.5% higher? Are we talking, is it?
Well, for every step that you would drop in,
I mean, I'm just curious.
Scale for every tier. You're probably depending upon, I mean, it goes up. There's a greater spread as you go down the scale.
Oh, I get you.
But in moving, let's say, for example, from a double A1, which you are, to a double A2 level, you're probably talking in the range of about 12 basis points, 10 to 12. So it's about a tenth of a percent.
Okay.
One quick question, if you don't mind. Of all the bidders, is it of all of them equal? And I mean, when you analyze this, is there any differences really besides the interest rates? I mean, is there other factors that you look at, or is it just you're going to look at a city group? That's what we're going with. Is there other factors really, or not? Is it all the same except the interest rate?
When you proceed with a borrowing, and I don't, but you recall that we produce on your behalf, but the staff here helps us put together a prospectus. It's referred to as an official statement, an official statement. That tells the bidders all about you, but it also has the bid parameters that they have to meet as bidders in terms of the bid. They have to agree to purchase all the debt, and they have to agree to abide by the bidding rules and all the rest of the structural limitations that are on the deal. They also have to submit a good faith check so that if they were to walk from the bid, you could cash the check and keep the money. And so they all had to make a deposit like that up front. So they've had to qualify themselves as bidders in this process. And what you're doing here is you're letting the market work for you through a competitive sale.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else?
Yeah, what would we be talking money-wise on these 12 basis points? Can you kind of give me an idea on that?
In the case of the...
It's not that much. 0.12%?
See, it would be about 7% higher on total interest. 12 basis points.
12 basis points on 13 million? How much is that? Is that your question?
Come on, yeah, Dave.
That's what you're doing in your head. Amortized over 10 years? Come on, you guys. Don't you have a calculator?
I'll calculate it.
Wait, I mean, I'm not trying to put you in the trick bag here. I just think it's
a lot of rubber on it. Right.
Okay, but here's the point. So let's say it is 100,000.
Yeah.
I think okay. So. And I guess this gets into our 25%. minimum, I mean, is it versus the, where we are now? You would, Supervisor Gamble?
17%.
17 versus 25. We, if we did that, we save ourselves $100,000 on bonds. Is that, I'm just saying, I guess it'd be great if we could do it, but I mean, is it that big of a deal right now? I mean, for budget purposes, I mean, to sit there and...
I don't think, if we went to triple A's as opposed to what we now have, I don't think it's, you know, 50 to 100,000 savings. I think it's more significant.
Well, I thought you just said $100,000 on 12 basis.
Just on this issue. I mean,
just on this issue,
if you look
right
at the entire portfolio, right, it's a lot more.
Yeah. And doesn't it look, sound a whole lot better to say we're triple A than what is Chicago, triple B?
Well, it's compounding. Yeah,
triple
that's,
D. That's, wow. Another way.
Isn't Mike Chicago or Dave about like triple B or something?
Are they Baa3?
Yeah.
Chicago,
B-W-
the city of Chicago.
B-W- yeah, so that's in the junk. Yeah.
Just above junk, I think.
Well, I thought I read recently.
I could not get anywhere with that 25%.
How does that sound?
You guys, you want that triple?
All right, any other discussion? There's a motion to adjourn on the floor. And
no, we got to vote.
We got to vote. It was moved and seconded.
Any other discussion on the proposal to approve both? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Anything else?
Youth and governance, did you say aye?
You did.
All right. Okay. We're going to circulate these resolutions for your signature, and they're marked with signed two places, and is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Moving on to the next meeting, which ought to be interesting.